Language change. In 2013, Harris Academy, a school in South London, banned its students from using slang. Posters around the school showed a list of slang words that students weren't allowed to use, such as ain't and like. The move led to a debate on whether it is necessary to control the way students speak. The creation of slang is one way languages change. Slang, or informal language, usually changes more rapidly than standard language. For example, the word groovy, meaning great, used to be very popular in the 1960s and 70s, but by 1980, people had stopped using it. Throughout history, changes in language have received much criticism. In 1789, Benjamin Franklin, one of the founding fathers of the United States, wrote about his objections to words such as notice and progress being used as verbs. Why do we use slang? One important reason we use slang is to show others that we belong to a group. When only a particular group of people use and understand certain words and phrases, it strengthens their sense of identity within that group. Each different group, teenagers, the media, and so on, has its own set of slang. Another reason for using slang is to communicate an idea in a more colorful or humorous way. For example, the phrase jump ship creates a stronger image than the more standard leave an organization. In addition, slang often allows us to express complex ideas effectively. The word frenemy, someone who pretends to be a friend but is really an enemy, conveys its meaning more quickly than standard language. In the age of social media and the internet, slang terms are created faster than ever. Often, internet slang words are created to make messages faster and easier to type. Some examples include BTW, by the way, and YOLO, you only live once. Is slang degrading our language? Some people feel strongly against the use of slang. Teachers at Harris Academy were worried that slang would prevent their students from learning how to read, write, and express themselves correctly. They thought this might cause problems for students when they eventually went on to apply to universities or to look for jobs. David Lammy, a British politician, supports the school's decision. He feels that people need to know when to use formal and informal language. However, some people think differently. Linguist Tony Thorne sees slang as a way for speakers of a language to show their creativity and humor. He argues that slang is important in social interactions, enabling us to express who we are and the communities we belong to. And, contrary to what some believe, slang is not a new phenomenon. As Thorne explains, slang has not become more prevalent, simply more public. In today's highly connected world, slang has become more noticeable because of better tools to observe language change. Perhaps the concerns raised by critics can be solved by making people aware of when to use certain forms of language. As long as people use slang in the right situations, there may not be a need to completely discourage it.